This is Ariana Gonzalez, Ashton Oliver, Brandon Birds, Hugo Mauricio, Michael Rasucci, and Victor Nolden's podcast. Our book is Gringolandia. Disfruta.
Back to the show. I'm your host, Sharkeesha. Here with me are my co-hosts, Bob and Olga. Here in the studio with us today are the stars of the novel Gringolandia, Marcelo and Daniel Aguilar.
So, Mr. Aguilar, first thing I want to say is I'm a huge fan. And if the listeners aren't fond of the book, your book is about how you were arrested in Chile for 5 years and then tortured. After that, you moved to Wisconsin in America and lived your life as an immigrant, struggling with alcohol addictions and other hardships. My first question is, what were some of the events that led to your arrest?
Hola, soy Marcelo y yo era un escritor de deportes y tenía mi propio programa de radio también. Después del golpe del militar en el año 2073, estuve detenido por muchos meses y me prohibieron de publicar y yo manejaba un taxi para soportar mi familia, pero porque estuve prohibido de hacer politics y de mi profesional, no, yo pude.
My father says I was a sports writer and had my own radio show too. After the military coup in 1973, I was detained for several months and banned from publishing. I drove a taxi to support my family, but just because I was prohibited from politics and from my profession didn't mean I could close my eyes to injustice and repression.
What kind of a role did destiny play throughout your life?
En realidad, tuvo un gran impacto en toda mi vida.
My father says that he feels as if it's had a big impact on his life, but in the end, it impacted his life very tremendously.
Looks like we have a caller on the line. Caller, what is your name?
Hello, my name is Courtney.
So, Courtney, what effect do you think that the Aguilar family has had on you?
They have had a huge impact on my life and have been able to show me the ways of Chilean culture. And I'm so inspired by Mr. Aguilar, his past and his writings. I can translate it for him. Ellos han tenido un enorme impacto en mi vida y han sido capaces de mostrar las formas de la cultura chilena. Y estoy tan inspirada por el señor Aguilar, si pasado y es su escritora.
Okay, Courtney, thank you for your time.
So, Mr. Aguilar, we have a couple of more questions for you. Do you plan to start a newspaper in the United States, like Jessica, to let people know what's going on in Chile?
Espero crear conciencia aquí en los próximos meses. Planeo regresar a mi país. La oposición al Pinochet está creciendo y creo que puedo hacer más por mis compañeros todavía en el prisión. Como parte del, en lugar de sentarse aquí con la mente en los Estados Unidos.
My father says, while I hope to raise awareness here in the next few months, I plan to return to my country. The opposition of the Pinochet is growing, and I believe I can do more of my compañeros still in prison as a part of it, rather than sitting here comfortably in the United States.
Thank you, Daniel.
All right, this is going to be our last question for today. How do you think this novel changes the way people think about Chile?
Creo que esta novela puso en evidencia las injusticias de que ocurren en Chile demasiados al menudo. Mostró un gran ejemplo de cuán corrupto es el gobierno, así que sí creo que este cambiará la forma en la que la gente piensa sobre Chile, porque ahora saben la verdad.
Father said, I believe that this novel put on display the injustices that happen in Chile way too often. It showed a great example of how corrupt the government is. So yes, I believe that this will change the way people think about Chile because now they know the truth.
That's all the time we have. Thank you, Daniel and Marcelo Aguilar, for coming. Adios.